Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. We take pride in treating every customer like family, because that's what has kept us around for generations.
During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, drive home a new 2025 Subaru Outback for 0% for up to 36 months.
Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/2/25.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tare, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the Deep South, just outside the historic city of Charleston, South Carolina, stands one of the oldest plantations in the United States, Magnolia Plantation. Established in 1676, this sprawling estate has witnessed centuries of history, from its early days as a rice plantation to its transformation into one of the most renowned gardens in the world. But Magnolia Plantation is more than just a beautiful landscape of azaleas and camellias. It is a place steeped in tragedy, with a history that carries the weight of war, loss, and slavery. Some say that the souls of those who once lived and labored here still walk its grounds, unseen but not unfelt. These lingering spirits, they claim, have never left Magnolia Plantation. The story of Magnolia Plantation begins with the Drayton family. In 1676, Thomas Drayton, an English settler, founded the plantation along the Ashley River. It would remain in the Drayton family for more than 300 years, passed down through generations. Like many plantations in the South, Magnolia's success was built on the backs of enslaved people. It was primarily a rice plantation, and the labor-intensive work required to cultivate and harvest the crops relied entirely on the efforts of enslaved African men and women. The Drayton family grew wealthy from this system, their fortune tied directly to the human suffering that occurred on the very land they owned. As the years passed, Magnolia Plantation became not only a place of work, but a home, a community, and for some, a prison. The plantation's main house, a grand structure that reflected the wealth and status of the Drayton family, overlooked vast fields of rice, where hundreds of enslaved people toiled from dawn to dusk. Their lives were filled with unimaginable hardship, families torn apart, bodies broken from the labor, and spirits crushed under the weight of oppression. Yet amid the suffering, some found ways to resist, to hold on to their humanity, and to preserve their culture. But death was never far away on the plantation, and it is said that many of those who passed from this world have yet to find peace. The Civil War brought great upheaval to Magnolia Plantation. As Union forces advanced through the South, many plantations were burned, their crops destroyed, and their owners forced to flee. Magnolia Plantation was no exception. The Drayton family, once one of the wealthiest in South Carolina, saw their fortune crumble. The plantation house was severely damaged during the war, and the family's rice fields were left in ruin. But perhaps the most significant change came with the end of slavery. The enslaved people who had worked the land were freed, and the South's plantation economy was left in tatters. Magnolia Plantation, like many others, would never fully recover from the devastation. After the war, the Drayton family struggled to rebuild, but it was not rice that would restore Magnolia Plantation to its former glory. In the late 19th century, John Grimke Drayton, one of the last heirs of the Drayton family, made a bold decision. He transformed the plantation into a public garden, drawing visitors from across the country to see the beauty of its azaleas, camellias, and other exotic plants. The gardens became famous for their stunning displays of color, and Magnolia Plantation once again thrived, not as a plantation, but as a symbol of the South's natural beauty. Yet, despite the outward transformation, something darker seemed to linger in the shadows. As more visitors came to the plantation, stories began to emerge of strange occurrences. Whispers in the wind, shadows moving through the trees, and figures seen only out of the corner of the eye. These were not just fleeting glimpses or tricks of the imagination. Over time, a pattern began to form, and the plantation gained a reputation as one of the most haunted places in the South. One of the most frequently reported sightings at Magnolia Plantation is that of an enslaved woman. Visitors walking near the garden and former slave cabins have reported seeing her ghostly figure, dressed in simple clothing, moving silently through the fields. She appears only briefly before fading away into the mist, but her presence is unmistakable. Those who have seen her often describe an overwhelming sense of sadness and loss, as though the weight of her life's suffering still clings to her, even in death. Some believe she is searching for something or someone she lost during her time on the plantation, while others think she may be a symbol of the pain and tragedy endured by all those who were enslaved at Magnolia. In one particularly chilling account, a visitor to the plantation described walking alone through the gardens when she noticed a woman standing at the edge of the pathway. The woman appeared to be watching her, her face expressionless, but her eyes filled with sorrow. As the visitor approached, the woman turned and walked away, disappearing into the trees. When the visitor reached the spot where the woman had stood, she found nothing. No footprints, no sign of anyone having been there. The air was cold, and a strange sense of unease settled over her. It wasn't until later, when she spoke to one of the tour guides, that she realized she might have encountered one of Magnolia's ghosts. "But the enslaved woman is not the only spirit said to haunt Magnolia Plantation. Members of the Drayton family themselves are believed to remain on the property, their presence felt most strongly in the main house and the surrounding gardens. Visitors have reported seeing figures dressed in 19th-century clothing, walking along the pathways or standing in the doorways of the house. These apparitions are often accompanied by faint laughter or distant voices, as though the echoes of the past are still playing out in the present." One of the most famous of these sightings involves the ghost of a Drayton family member, believed to be John Grimke Drayton, the man who transformed the plantation into a garden. According to several accounts, Drayton's ghost has been seen walking through the gardens, inspecting the flowers and plants that were his life's passion. He is often described as a tall, distinguished figure, dressed in a long coat and hat, his hands clasped behind his back, as he strolls through the azalea bushes. Those who have encountered him say that his presence is not frightening, but rather serene, as though he is still tending to the garden he loved so much. But not all of Magnolia's spirits are so peaceful. Some visitors have reported more unsettling experiences, particularly near the old family cemetery and the former rice fields. It is in these places that the memory of the plantation's darker past seems to linger most strongly. apparitions of soldiers, likely from the Civil War, have been spotted near the grounds where battles once took place. These ghostly figures, dressed in tattered uniforms, appear to be wandering aimlessly, their faces pale and gaunt. One man, visiting the cemetery late in the afternoon, described seeing a soldier standing by the fence, staring out at the horizon. As he approached, the figure turned to look at him, its eyes hollow and expressionless, before vanishing into thin air. Paranormal investigators have been drawn to Magnolia Plantation for years, hoping to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that has been reported by so many. Armed with thermal cameras, EVP recorders, and other equipment, these investigators have documented some truly chilling phenomena. In one investigation, an EVP recording captured the faint voice of a woman, her words barely audible but unmistakably present. "Help me," she seemed to say, her voice filled with desperation. The investigators were standing near one of the former slave cabins when the recording was made, and they were certain that no one else was nearby. Thermally McGing has also revealed unexplained cold spots, particularly near the garden and the family cemetery. These cold spots often correspond with areas where visitors have reported feeling a sudden chill or an overwhelming sense of sadness. In one particularly startling moment, a thermal camera captured the outline of a figure standing in one of the garden pathways. The figure, which appeared to be that of a woman, vanished seconds later, leaving no trace behind. Despite the numerous reports of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical of Magnolia Plantation's haunted reputation. Some argue that the plantation's long history, combined with its ties to slavery and war, naturally lends itself to ghost stories. The atmosphere of the gardens, particularly at dusk, can create an eerie mood, leading visitors to believe they are seeing or feeling things that aren't really there. Others suggest that the cold spots and strange noises reported by visitors could be explained by natural factors, such as temperature changes in the garden or the creaking of the old buildings. But for those who have experienced the unexplainable at Magnolia Plantation, skepticism does little to erase the sense that something is still there. The ghostly figures, the cold spots, the whispers in the wind. These are not just stories passed down through the years. They are real, and they are a reminder that the past is never far away. At Magnolia Plantation, the echoes of history are felt in every corner, from the grand house to the rice fields, from the gardens to the slave cabins. The spirits of those who once lived and worked there seem to linger, watching over the land they knew so well. As the sun sets over the Ashley River and the shadows lengthen across the gardens, Magnolia Plantation grows quiet. The last visitors leave, the gates close, and the night begins to fall. But for those who stay behind, for those who walk the grounds after dark, there is a sense that the plantation is never truly empty. In the stillness of the evening, the spirits of Magnolia Plantation come alive. The enslaved woman walking through the garden, the Drayton family members strolling the pathways, the soldiers standing guard by the fields. At Magnolia Plantation, history is not just something to be remembered. It is something that lingers, unseen but always present.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.